And what makes you think you can succeed where no one else has?
I've got a pretty good track record.
That you have, Monsieur MacLeod. I was amazed at just how much there was about you on the Internet when I looked. This would be the fourth in Raffin's catalogue of cold cases, yes? He opened a folder in front of him. And I see that before you came to France, you specialized in crime scene analysis. No doubt Madame Killian will have high expectations.
I never make any promises.
Very wise. You know, a succession of people have come to study this case over the years, and none of them has exactly enhanced his reputation.
And I'm not here to enhance mine, Adjutant Guégan. The publicity these cases attract helps us raise funds for the forensic science department at my university, so it's only the French police scientifique that'll be enhanced.
Guégan inclined his head and smiled in acquiescence. True, but nonetheless, I have to tell you that should you feel inclined to bend the law in any way during the course of your investigation, you can expect no quarter from me or any of my officers, and you will have no access to official records or evidence. Enzo nodded.
I take it you don't keep any of that kind of stuff here in any case.
No. All documentation and evidence is held at Vannes, a few kilometers along the coast from Lorient.
Which is where the trial was held, right?
Right. A young gendarme coughed and entered, a polystyrene cup of coffee in each hand. He placed them on the desk, along with sachets of sugar and plastic stirrers, and left. Enzo stirred in his sugar and cradled the cup in his hands to warm them, sipping on the strong, hot, black liquid.
"Thank you," he said. "I needed this."
He looked up and saw what looked like amusement in the younger man's eyes. Guégan, he reckoned, could only be in his early 40s, dark hair cut short with some brushed steel showing now around the temples. He had dark eyebrows and friendly, liquid brown eyes, a good-looking man who seemed not at all to fit the stereotype of the humorless, intimidating gendarme.